Holy Ghost speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Can you lift your voice and speak in His presence? Keep speaking. That's what we've been doing. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. My heart is here for you, Father. My heart is here. My spirit is here. My soul is here. My mind is here. My will is here. With my emotions, I come in. My body is here. My mouth, my hands, my lungs, my legs, my whole, my eyes and ears. My mind is here. Speaking to yourselves, speaking to yourselves. Tell your soul, my soul, worship your God. My soul, delight in the Lord your God. My soul, rejoice in He who rejoices over you with singing. My soul, be glad. My soul, arise and praise your King. My soul, arise and praise your Savior. Your salvation is of Him. I come with all that I have and all that I am before the one who is alive forevermore. Hey, he's the one that was dead, but yes, he's still alive. He died, took my place, and he rose, giving me the victory. The keys are in His hands, and I have it because He's given me all authority. I return with gladness in my heart to worship my King. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. Find a psalm and worship the Lord with it. 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 I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. Oh, as in a dry and weary land, we come to be filled with you. Lift your voice and speak before the Lord. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And as songs begin to rise in your heart, sing it to the Lord. Sing a song unto Him. Sing songs unto Him. Sing songs that has meaning and make meaning to you and Him alone. Lift your voice and sing of His greatness. Sing of His might. Sing of His wonders. He's faithful. He's worthy. My God, my Lord, my King, the only one who is worthy of all I could bring. You're the only one deserving of my worship. Everything in me rise and call you holy. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth is full of your glory. Heaven and earth is full of your glory. Heaven and earth is full of your glory. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Who was and who is to come. Men and angels rise to worship you. You're worthy of our praise. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Ekata pranaya, you are holy. God, you are holy, you are holy. Oh, you are holy, Jesus. You are holy, Jesus. You are holy, you are holy, God, you are holy. Yes, you are holy, God. You are holy. You are holy. And you are holy. You are holy. Holy are you, God. Holy is your name. With everything I've got, my heart will sing how I love you. Holy are you, God. Holy are you, God. Holy is your name.
Holy is your name.
My heart sings.
My heart will sing.
How I voice and sing. Holy are you, God.
Holy are you, God.
Holy, holy, holy is your name.
Holy is your name.
With everything.
With everything. Jesus.
heart sing. Let your heart sing.
No other name.
To save our souls, we lift up the name of Jesus over this atmosphere. We lift up the name of Jesus. We acknowledge there is no other name. We acknowledge there cannot be another name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every neighbor, and every tongue confess that you are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord. Lift up the name of Jesus. 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 Lift up the name Jesus. Lift up the name Jesus. Lift up the name Jesus. Lift his name I. 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 Lift his name higher. You are highly lifted. You are highly lifted. You are highly. Speak to your King. Speak to your King. You are here to worship Jesus. Use your words. Use your words. Use your words and speak to Jesus. You are highly lifted. You are highly lifted. You are the exalted one. You are the Righteous. It's the beauty fire of his people. and he beautifies with his glory.
Glory, glory, glory.
He beautifies with his glory. There's no shame in his presence. Is changing and transforming us and making us better than we came, making us Jesus's. In his image, we affect our world. It's changing us. It's changing us.
Be glorified, Lord.
Be glorified in the
Father, Lord, this moment, we give it to you. We give you the honor, we give you the praise, because you are always our Father, ever loving, ever truthful. Blessed be your holy name. Can I have your seat? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We have two thoughts tonight to deal with. This is it's called worship experience. Can you reduce my sound over here a little bit? We got two thoughts tonight I want to deal with that will help aid our spiritual life. The very first one, look at 1 Timothy 2. Verse 1. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers. See that word next. What's the next word there? Intercessions. What will you do if they ask and tell you, you have a daughter, 3-year-old in school, said, we just discovered that she's not doing well in the school. What do you do? Can you give me on the screen the word intercessions? Many of us know that somebody pray for us, we pray for them. And we know that we can agree. Let me tell you an experience I had. I told you before. This is where some of us, because we don't go further in the Lord, that's my problem with people. They come to the Lord, but they don't go that far. So you will not, you see, if you just go to school, you get only secondary school certificate, WASC. You do some good things, but you won't do better. Am I right? If all you have is WASC, of course you are educated, but you're not educated. Make some sense? Sorry, if you are awake alone, don't mind me. There's something about going further that helps everybody. We are very famous for staying at one place and not move beyond that. And the bad thing is that when things change, you are still stuck to that place. You won't go further. So let me give my example. I told you before, we are coming from a family meeting. We are on the way to Abeokuta. And one of my guests said, my leg is paining me. I think it was raining, or it was not raining. She finished easing herself. Please, I want to plead with you. If your phone is on, please put it off or put it silence. I beg. So we came out of the car. I said, let's go home. So we went home. And then we prayed. We lay hands. We are not able to. She just said, my leg's paining me, my leg's paining me, my leg's paining me. You see, there's a place of praying that things can be handled. But some other times, it just doesn't work. So what do you do? I learned it years ago. You know what I learned? I learned that certain things you just can't pray once and for all and walk off, particularly when it has nothing to do with your life. Are you listening? Not to do with your life. It's not about your life. You don't intercede for yourself. Now, when you have somebody else in your life that is having a challenge, now you can pray with them, but that's not enough if it's still persisting. So, one day, we finished on a Tuesday service like this, and we are going home. And things just kept persisting. Now, that's just an example. It can be marital, it can be financial, it can be emotional. It's just there in their lives. You wonder why it's going on like that. We've prayed. Now, come and see. Romans 8. See that word, intercessions. We see that thought, then we move to something else. Worship the Lord tonight. in verse 26. Before you give on the screen, listen. So that day we left church, Tuesday like that. We were back home. And as he said, my legs again. And I told myself, Lord, I've done all I'm supposed to do. Nothing's happening here. Then, listen to this. The Lord said, you are praying, but you are not praying as you ought to pray. You see what I just said? You know, a lot of time, when we do something, we know how to just quickly think that we know what to do. He said, no, you're praying, but you're not praying as you ought to pray. And I learned this. When I learned this, it helps me to deal with a lot of things in people's life, not my own life now. And you can do it for me too if you think I need that. It's a tool you can use. So look at Romans 8:26. Take a look. Likewise, the Spirit also helps where? In our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself, what does he do? What does he do? See that word? Makes what? Intercession. See that? What does he do? See that word? To intercede means to get involved with the matter and plead for the matter for that person beyond just finish praying. So the Spirit makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I hope you are listening. So tell somebody beside you, you must learn to intercede for others. Okay. So you know what I did? The Lord said, you are not praying. See that? For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. So you are praying over something and it's not working like that. That simply means, come on, if you are using your ATM and you enter the PIN number and it doesn't open, that means what? That means what? You see, there's no network. If there's network like UK or EU country, you know that something's wrong with the way you're putting your PIN word. And if your pin is 1, 2, 3, 4, sometimes you put 1, you put 2, you put 3, it won't work. You know why? It's not complete. So when I heard that, I told myself, I'm going to take time. I open my diary every week. I take the time to intercede with the Spirit for this daughter. I have used that for practically almost everything around me that has not to do with my life. So I will come at that moment and I will begin to intercede for the person. Pastor, what does it mean to intercede? Genesis 18. Come and see. You know, some of us are too selfish. What I'm saying may not make any meaning to you. But it will help you as you have people around you growing up, friends have problems. How do you pray for them to be well? Okay. Let's take an example. Imagine to me is here. Please stand up to me. My brother, he has an issue. I tell him, be encouraged, brother. The Lord is our strength. Amen. And he will say amen to me. Then we'll finish and go. But he's in his life. I'm not in his life, right? Second, he's battling with that. What's the best thing I can do? I pray with him and I walk away. That's not the best thing I can do. I can actually step to his life and start praying, interceding till that thing change. Because even if I agree with him, he needs to keep standing and keep strong. But that standing and keeping strong, I need to help him do that. Am I making some sense? Some of you don't understand this. Your children, they go to school, things happen to them. How do I take my child that is having problem? You can't just say, pray with me, I believe, I receive. You can just do that for the children. Are you hearing me? Like they say, it's paining me, right? Okay, let me give you, thank you, sit down. Let me give you in the occultic word. I got a friend when I was in school. His name is Muraina Owagbile. The father is a juju man. So one day, my friend's father, this Muraina had a stomach problem. The father gave him some things to use. It was not going. Then the father noticed that there's another one he can use, but it will destroy the boy. So the father transferred the pain to himself and used the drug. Is he had them for? Did you hear what I just said? That's out there in the world, out there of devil. So he transferred the thing to himself and used the drug and take care of. And the boy went. Now, we as believers too, I can come under his body and take that body away from his neck. Are you hearing me? You will have persistent issues. How many of you, can I see your hands up? You have somebody in your life that has some persistent issue. Can I see your hands up? Oh, so I'm right on spot. Did you get that? A friend who's been messing up, or something, somebody who has been some problem. Now, you can just do this. Take the time, write it down, and say, maybe every night, or every day, or once a week, I'm going to go before God and intercede for him. Did you hear that? Are we here? Including sometimes bad habits. You can intercede it out of people's life, including sickness, disease, like my daughter. Are you listening? So you can just get in there. Pastor, how do I intercede? Let the Spirit help you. But the Spirit himself makes person. So I get there, I start praying in the Spirit for that person. I start praying in the Spirit. Once in a while, I will have urge to speak in English. But I will take that time. I said, I'll come over here and just pray. And just pray. And just pray. Now, when I do that, I'm no longer just telling the person, have faith, believe. Mm-mm. I am getting involved with the person. And gradually, that thing, before you know it, will just move away. Sometimes it may take more than a year or two, sometimes, some issues. Are you hearing me? But let me promise you, it's not an easy thing to do. But it's a blessed thing to do. Pastor Harry, you're welcome. If you don't do that sometimes, some problems will never be solved. Never be solved. So, I can see your hands up. Do something. Take your phone and say, Lord, I want to give 10 minutes to this person every week and put alarm there. That moment, get on your knees and say, Father, I come on behalf of this person. I come on behalf of this issue. Is that right? And then start praying in the Spirit. 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 And come back again. Pastor, when do I stop? When you see changes? Huh? There was one recently, do like that. There was this problem with somebody in my life who's familiar with me. And it bugged me. So you know what I did? I took my alarm, put it there almost every night, 9:45. I just... when my alarm rang, just start praying. You know, just start praying. Because I can't handle this myself because it's not my life. Second, the person is not with me. So just pray. And gradually I start seeing changes. Now sometimes I'm doing something else and my alarm rings. I just start praying in the spirit. Make some sense? Make some sense? Genesis 18. You know, these are things we have to learn to use. Let me quickly get through with this so we go to where we are going tonight. Genesis 18. Good. Look at verse 16. Let's go. Then the men, three people that visited Abraham, the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to send them on the way. Now follow now. Next verse. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? Let's go on. Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the sons of the earth shall be blessed in him. Next verse. For I have known him, that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham. So God said, Abraham, I know you. I want to, should I tell him or should I hide from him? I will tell him. Next verse. So the Lord said to him, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave. Are you following? See, great, grave issues. Next verse. I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against that has come to me. And if not, I will know. Let's go. Next verse. Then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom. But, let me hear everybody read that verse, the next words. What does it say? Abraham still stood before the Lord. That's what I tell you to do. You come for that person. Maybe your mom. Maybe your dad. What happened next? And Abraham came and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? You know, sometimes, why things like this are difficult? All you are concerned about your own life. That's the problem. Usually, if they see some of you over here, I can read you. When things are good, you have money, you are happy in church, as if everything is good for you. Moment things are not happening in that sense for you. So your whole life is about yourself. But things are going to get more balanced for you, like Abraham. Abraham, this moment had no child. Am I right? There was no child yet, right? I mean, he could have said, Lord. But you know what? He took up upon himself. Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? I find that we are too mean on each other. We are too mean on our people. We are too mean on ourselves. Tell your neighbor, love some more. My wife was praying about love today. Love some more. Say, love some more. Tell that person, beside you, love some more. I know some of you will open your mouth. You're already selfish to even talk. Love some more. Love some more. Right now, look at you financially. What are you so much concerned about? What motive were you for? Did you ever look at that other person, that other woman, that other was just going through, and then take it upon yourself to the Lord? Stood still before the Lord and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? See, God said, I've had great cry, Sodom and Gomorrah. Then Abraham said, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Look at next verse. What is it? And he said, suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Who was he battling for now? Was he battling for himself? There's some righteous there. People were doing good over there. Will you also destroy the place and not spare for the 50 righteous that were in it? Next verse. Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous will be as the wicked. Far be from you. That all the judge of all the earth do right. What did God say? If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then what will I do? Then he went to 45, he went to 30, he went to 20, he went to 10. Then he stopped. Now, you know what I want to do? I just saw your hands going up about somebody in your life some few minutes ago. Can I see your hands again? No, I'd like you to do. I want you to get your chair out and kneel beside your chair there and bring that person, that thing that came to you, to God. And say, Father, I want to stand before you. I want to kneel down before you for this person. Not about you now. Maybe your son, maybe your daughter, maybe your uncle, maybe your auntie that has bothered you in recent time. Just come before the Lord and say, Lord, I come to intercede. I come to stand in the gap for this person. And Lord, I don't know what to say and say it well. Help me, Holy Spirit, to pray. So, and I start praying for that person in the spirit. Start praying for that person in the spirit. Say, Lord, I bring so and so to you. And Father, this matter is heavy in their life. And let's just pray in the spirit. I want you to pray. You can just get on the keyboard. Just play something on the keyboard while you're also praying on the keyboard yourself. But just keep up on to pray and play a little bit. And while we pray, let's just pray. I'll switch off my mic too so we can. I have things to pray about people too. Some may even be a psychiatric issue. Somebody imbalanced emotionally is coming close to you. You can do that. I sent somebody over here. Somebody is maybe a psychiatric hospital. You need to just intercede for. Tell the Lord, I want to see changes take place in his life. I want to see your hand. I want your glory to shine through. I want you to move on behalf of this person. Lord, I come pleading. I come pleading for. Thank you, Lord. I want to see your hand. I want to see you move in this matter. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's start handing up, giving thanks. Say, Father, I'm expecting you in this person's life. I'm expecting to see you. I'm expecting you, Father. I'm looking forward to you, Father. Looking forward to you. I say, Lord, I come back again over this matter till I see your hands move in this life. I come back to you. Come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's round up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can sit up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's like when you are cutting down a tree, you've applied some cutting. You come back until you see the thing come down. And let me show you something. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua 1. One of the best ways to live your life, show you these two things I'm talking about tonight. Look at verse 12. And to the Reubenite, the Gadite, and half the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke. Before you go on, just hold on there. See this Reubenite, Gadite, half Manasseh, they have reached their own blessings before everybody else. You hear me? They entered the promised land before the rest entered the promised land. They got the breakthroughs before everybody else got their breakthroughs. So what did they do? Take a look. Next verse. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. They're already there. But let's look at next verse. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed. Those who have not taken their own, he said, go ahead of them. You have gotten blessed. You have gotten to increase. Now, you become armed. All your mighty men of valor and help them. See that? And help them. Why? Next verse. Until the Lord. Can you look up there? Until the Lord has given your brethren rest as he gave you. And they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it. See that? He didn't say, oh, you got your land, just enjoy it. You got blessed, just revel in it and have a beautiful time. But he said, no, step in. Praise God. Don't think that you are resting and others are in chaos. No. Tell yourself, we need to share it. It needs to go around. Praise God. Can you lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you for what I've gotten. Thank you for the blessing I've received. And help me to help others enter. Help me to help others enter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You see, you can only enjoy it well when you have helped others enter. Thank you, Lord. I will help many enter. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We receive help tonight to help others. We receive that concern, that burden to rise beyond our own and help others enter their own in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for helping us tonight to help others. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Open your eyes. That's what we call interceding, is to step in for others. Jesus took his own life and offered it. He was in glory. That's where the best of God is. It's not when we just enjoy it. It's when we start reaching out. You know, if there's anything I want to get across to people over here is that don't just only for your life. Tell yourself, I will arrive early. Come on, I will arrive early. But I will not waste the time. I will use that early time to make others come in Jesus' name. Can we lift our hands and just bless the Lord our God? Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, open your eyes. So, the first one is intercession. Going into warfare for others. Helping them to arrive where they belong. If you are in a group in church, you can apply this. Some of us are kids church. We see things happen to some of these kids and then we wonder, what's happening? Why didn't they do? You can just enter into God's presence and just pray and stand in the gap for them. You know, sometimes I just wish I'm a church member. Not a preacher like this. Who I can remember years ago, I went to church one Sunday morning when I used to go to church as a member. I sat down beside somebody. They told me later that person came. There was a demonic activity in the person's life. Just sitting beside me, the thing left. And that's a good church member. Hallelujah. That's where our lives will be, not just ourselves alone. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Now, the second thing, Luke 24. Kabale stofara yenatala kashta bale datindo fitora bale kaba kudobere nashta payatali kanatala. John, Luke 24, are you there? What will we spend our time doing? What will count significantly for us? Verse 50. Jesus, the last moment with his disciples, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands. What did he do? And he blessed them. The apostles, he blessed them. Last thing he did, he blessed them. Now, what did they do? He blessed them. What did they do? Look at next verse. And it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Now, next verse. What did they do? Now, and they worshipped. What did they do? What did they do? They worshipped him. That was their proper response. If you go to 28 Matthew 2, it said the same thing. When they saw him, they worshipped. Some doubted, but they worshipped. Give us 28 Matthew, verse 17. I hope I'm correct. Let's take a look. We'll come back here. When they saw him, what did they do? They worshipped. They worshipped him. As we do live. What will you do to the Lord? They worshipped him. Some doubted. Come with your doubt. Just worship. See, the doubter also worshipped. Go back to Luke 24:52. And they worshipped him. Hallelujah. Luke 24, 52. And return to Jerusalem with what? Mega joy. See. What brought joy was not their latest car. The car is important. But you see, what brought joy was their worship. Praise God, somebody. Whoa. You see, there's joy in having a car, but there's great joy in worshiping. Praise God, somebody. There's joy in getting married, but there's a great joy in worshiping the Lord in that married life. Next verse. I love this. And we're continually in the temple. If you don't know what else to do, do this. Praising and blessing God. What's the next word? Amen. So be it. Hallelujah. That's why I put worship this important. They were continually worshiping. Just worshiping. Hallelujah. Bible says, when you have all the good things of the Lord, of life, then bless the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Somebody here. Praise God. He said, we were in the temple continually praising and what? Blessing. Lift your hands and say, Father, I praise your name tonight. I join with that story, with that continuum of the church from eternity to eternity. I join with those church members that started this whole thing from the beginning. We step into that same river and we lift our hands and bless the Lord our God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your name. You are good and your mercy endures forever. Oh, yeah. I bless you, Lord. You are holy Lord. Now wait. We are not singing. We are blessing the Lord. Just more than singing here tonight. Praise God. Some of you can already feel it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Come on, close your eyes, Father. I bless you, Lord. You are holy. Holy Lord.
And forever you are.
Sing to him. Sing to him, sing to him, sing to him, sing to him.
I bless you, Lord, you are holy.
Do it with joy, do it with gladness in your heart.
And forever you are God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, you are God.
Can you put some vibe into your voice tonight? Bible said that Samaritan came with a loud voice. With a loud voice. They were in the temple continually praising and blessing God. Can you get up on your feet? And put some spring into your step and some dance into your. I bless you, Lord. You are
holy, holy, Lord.
And forever you are God.
Forever you are God. I bless you, Lord. You are holy.
Sing to him. Sing to him.
Holy,
you can close your
Lord,
eyes and sing to him. And dance for him. Our hands. Are you hearing me? I know that it's been a little bit difficult lately, but we can use our hands. We're about to lose this. We can sing. We can do that with our hands. So cooperate with us. Come on fast. Don't come on too slow. Are we ready? Tell yourself, I'm here to bless the Lord tonight. Can you close your eyes and lift your hands up and say, Father, your name, I come to bless tonight. I come to glorify and bless and praise your name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I give you glory. Come on, put some voice, put some sound into your voice. Thank you because you are good. You are great. I bless your name tonight. I bless your name tonight. I give you glory tonight. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. You are holy.
Holy, Lord.
And forever you are God.
Sing to him. You're not just singing for the atmosphere. Come on.
And forever you are God.
Yeah, hallelujah, you
yes,
are God.
And hallelujah. See yourself before the Lord and give praise and bless the Lord. Jesus. No. Mary got pregnant by the Spirit, and they told her, somebody had been pregnant before you. In verse 39, Luke 1:39. Now Mary arose in those days, went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby did what? The baby somersaulted in her womb. Praise God somehow. Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor, I don't get any baby in me. I got some promises in my heart. Praise God. That's leaping to that. Hallelujah. The baby leaped in her womb. And what happened to her? Elizabeth was filled with what? Look at her response. Next verse. And she spoke out with a loud voice. filled loud. Praise God. I'm a nice introvert person, you know, praise God. Filled with the Spirit and spoke out with a loud voice. Blessed. Hallelujah. First word out of our mouth is blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Chapter 7, Book of Revelation. Read it last Tuesday. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 9. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. Next verse. And what did they do? Crying out with a loud voice. Salvation to our God, seated on the throne, and to the Lamb. I say, salvation to our God, with a loud voice, and to the Lamb. I say, salvation to our God, seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forever. I'm not through yet. Salvation to my God, seated on the throne, and to the Lamb. Salvation to my God, I see that on the throne, and to the Lamb. I'm saved. What about you? I'm saved. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm not going to hell. I've been saved and snatched from destruction. So I say, salvation to my God that sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Yes, I know the Father formed my salvation's plan, but Jesus became the Lamb, offered his blood, shed his blood, and by that blood I've been saved and set free. Salvation to my God who sits on the throne. Lift your hand, somebody. And to the... One more time. Salvation. I'm no longer under the crutches of the devil. I'll be saved from the power of hell. Praise God. One more shout. Salvation, salvation to our God who sits on the throne, and to the... Let's go back there. After they scream like that in verse 10, then verse 11 says, and all the angels stood around in the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne. And what did again? What they do? Worshipped God. Hallelujah. Can you get on your knees and say, Father, I'm here, just like them. Glory to Jesus. On my knees, worshiping. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Give us next verse. They fell on their faces and they said, amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, no, power, am I, be unto our God forever and ever. Hey. Lift up your voice. Amen, 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 amen.
Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, power, be up to my God forever and ever. Hey, salvation to my God, who sits on the throne, to the amen, 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 amen. Yes, Lord, blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, as you are your knees. Come on. Amen. 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 Somebody beat the drum for me. Come on. Shout with it. Amen. 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 Amen.
Before we leave here, let's bless him with the Spirit. Open your mouth and do it yourself. Don't wait for anybody. We worship, we bless, we magnify your name. Oh, my Katala, this to Borakashtabaya. Kidalas to Borakashtabaya. Nekatalo Borakashed Ali Kushudabaya. Kabala Shudebali Katalaba. Yea. Kobarakaba Kamada Kabalista Labaka. Oh, Makashoda Balatali Kushudaba. You are our all in all. You are our strength, you are our light, our salvation. Miracles, signs and wonders in our lives, they come from you. Tell him, Lord, I want to see more of your goodness. I want to see more of your glory.
I want to see your greater strength on my behalf. I lift my hands to you for greater things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kiss for 1 or 2 minutes. Just lift your hands up to him. David said, "The lifting of my hands be like an evening sacrifice to you. Lift my hands to you as an evening sacrifice." This is evening. So I offer my evening sacrifice. Lift my hands to you. Oh, Mama Kashodaya Ladika. Just keep your hands up for some 1 or 2 minutes. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you stand up? Holy, holy Lord God. Oh, lift your hands up. Early in the morning. Early in the morning, a song shall rise to thee. Oh, holy, 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 and you are merciful. Satisfy me with long life, and I will see salvation. Tell yourself, I will see salvation. I will see his hand in the land of the living. He's my God. He can't fail. He will not fail. Can you clap your hands as we go home for the Lord? Hallelujah! 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 Elizabeth cried with a loud voice, "Blessed! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah." Tell yourself, I'm blessed coming here tonight. God has blessed me tonight. And I'm going out to increase more and more. I will increase more and more myself, my family, and all that I do. Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Take your neighbor's hands. Dear Lord, we have come here tonight. We've joined the chorus of the early church. When they moved away from your transfiguration and going to heaven, your ascent, they went, return, praising and blessing you. And we go, Lord, as we leave this auditorium, the blessing and the praising won't stop in Jesus' name. We enter into our lives as we go back with praise and blessing. The Bible says when we praise you, the land will yield our increase. We say this land, you are yielding increase for us. Businesses, you are yielding increase for us. Our bodies, you are yielding increase of health for us. We declare a release of all that God has for us as we enter into rest in our inheritance. One more time, praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good night. One more time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming.